Well, you've gotten back to the swing of things with after Christmas and New Year's and everything, and you had a Arapo for a nice meet. And that's a program, Angie. I think Coach Moore down there has done some good things. Good to have them up here for a nice little duel to kick things off, wasn't it?
Yeah, they came up. They were a little shorthanded, mm-hmm. but we did have a good meet. The girls, they had a full squad of girls, and our girls did beat them handily. I mean, but yeah, they had a good meet. On the men's side, they didn't have a full team, but they went ahead and bowled anyway, and it was good. It was good to knock the rust off.
I bet. That's what you wanted to I think we talked before Christmas that you're hoping the kids get out here and do a little practicing, and probably some did and maybe some didn't, did they?
Actually, I think a lot of them did come out.
Oh, good.
I mean, I think they came out with their families, and I think most of them stayed mm-hmm. in the realm of bowling, and I think they had a good time, and I think they liked the break too, though. But I mean, mm-hmm. We seen a lot of them.
Now, you went to Lex. That was kind of a big one. There was some good teams involved. I think Lex, Northwest, kind of among, I think, Ogallala, if I'm not mistaken. Some pretty good teams were there, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was Northwest, Kearney, mm-hmm. Lex, and Ogallala, and us. I'm missing somebody in there, but there was three teams there that's not even in our district. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really good teams. I mean, they're programs that's been around a while, and you could actually tell they came in to do business, take care of business, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Kids kind of one of those meets to kind of struggle a little bit, just one of those days, and you have those every now and then, and just hopefully it's going to get better, but just one of those that's meets where the pins didn't fall like everybody wanted them to.
Yeah, it was really early when we left, 6 a.m., I think. I think next time when we get there, I think I'm going to make them run around the building three times. I made that joke. Uh-huh. But, yeah, we just couldn't get it together. We struggled. I mean, if we could make a mistake, I think we did. I mean, it was just one of those meets. I think they really struggled with the shot that was there, and they just – boy, they just couldn't hit their spares, and we just didn't have much luck, I'll mm-hmm. say that.
Mm-hmm. A couple of names that I remember, Janet sent me all the stats on the boys' side. Corbin Shaw continues to kind of be the guy of one of your, not the play that say all the rest aren't doing well, but he's kind of one that's producing pretty good scores for you.
He came out of the shoot. He struggled pretty hard, and we came together as a team, and we talked about it. And next game, he came out and shot 230. I believe it was over 230, and we just didn't have much help there. I mean, we still lost by quite a bit, but yes, we're seeing glimmers. It's a very young team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take a little bit for them to grow and be able to learn from their mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the girls' side, Jackie Sadler's kind of been one that's been kind of the top of the list for the girls.
Yeah, she's been solid.
Yeah.
Been pretty solid for the girls' team. I mean, the girls' team has done fairly well this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've won some meets. This Lexington meet was pretty humble pie.
Mm-hmm. How about that that alley, that bowling facility there? Do you like that?
Oh, it's a nice facility. Uh-huh. I mean, they keep care of it. They take good care of it. It is synthetic lanes. They do like the shot way outside. It was right around eight, nine, and a lot of youth don't like playing that far out. They're scared to death of the gutter. Mm-hmm. But the coach is going to change the shot here, mm-hmm. and we're going to move the shot outside, and hopefully we can get them used to that. And our league bowlers might struggle a little, but mm-hmm. it needs to be done. And I think we can, if they can get a little experience outside, because it was a little farther out than what I anticipated. I figured it'd be right around 12, but it was about 8, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But every shot's different. It doesn't mean it'll be the same next time. We just got to learn to jump on it and go.
You got some big meets still to come. You got some home meets still at your place, and you got some road ones as well, don't you?
Yeah, we go to Ogallala, I believe, on Thursday. I'm trying to decide what to do there. It's always been really dry, not hardly any oil there. Mm-hmm. So
didn't you say that was one of the older facilities?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is pretty old. Hasn't had much upgrade. You know, they're lucky to have a facility even at that. But yeah, it could use some love. Mm-hmm. And But yeah, we're going to prepare a couple days here. We're going to throw straight. We're not going to probably really throw the take. Well, we're going to take everybody, but we're not going to throw hard. We're not going to throw two-handed. Probably we're all going to bowl house balls.
Okay. All right.
That way we don't get anybody hurt.
There you go. Grand Island, I think, is kind of the next big one, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That is a big tournament. That'll kind of see where we're at. I mean, whether, you know, see who's going to shine. Mm-hmm. We do have some bowlers that I believe that they can make districts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, if we can just come together. And we've got a chance on team. I mean, we're just very young. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get behind a little bit, and they just crumble just a little bit. That's going to take some coaching up.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a little maturity. I mean, even in the game of bowling, from being a youngster and competing, you know, competing in high school, it sometimes it takes a little time, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And those other teams, when they're hooping and hollering, everything's going for them, you know, it's pretty tough in the building. Mm-hmm.